Well, good morning, my friends. It is your old buddy Luke Clayton, and it is time for High Plains Outdoors. What about this heat all the way from Texas, all the way up through the Midwest? It's supposed to cool off next week, and I'm more than ready for it, and I know that you are. Let's talk about bear hunting. Now, when we mention black bear, you know, a lot of people think about going up to the north, you know, or the Rocky Mountains. I used to outfit with a buddy of mine. We had an outfitting service up north of Steamboat Springs and guided mostly elk hunts, but we had black bear everywhere up there. It was common to see three or four bear just about every day you were out elk hunting. But you don't have to, did you know if you live in High Plains public radio country, most of it, you don't have to go that far. You can hunt bear now in southeastern Oklahoma. There's a lot of bear up there. My two good buddies, Mr. Edgar Cotton, that lives not far from me in Kaufman County, and his son, David, just actually this week, from when you're hearing this, three afternoons ago, they killed two bear. They were hunting up at, my friends have the Choctaw Hunting Lodge up in southeast Oklahoma. It's a total of about 44,000 acres. And they lease about half of it, but about half of it is what's under the umbrella of the Choctaw Hunting Lodge. They hunt that much land, mountain country up there in the Ouachita Mountains, you know, southeastern Oklahoma. From Dallas, it's only, I don't know, less than 3 hours, you know. It's not that far up there. But they were hunting. Dusty Vickery is my friend that manages the Choctaw Hunting Lodge, had a big roomy blind set up over bait. Back up on, I know about where they were hunting, up on a mountain up there, and had several bear coming into this bait. Well, Edgar and David decided that they wanted to hunt together. There'd been multiple bear coming, but and they were showing up in the afternoon, like 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock. So it's, as I mentioned how hot it's been, it was hot up there too, like 3 days ago. So they settled in. My buddy Jeff Rice, who does our videographer and a big part of our Sportsman's Life TV show, Jeff was in there with David and Edgar Cotton. And it worked out perfectly. At 3 o'clock, no bear. 4 o'clock, no bear. And it was getting hot, I'm sure, in that ground blind. But it was one of these big, roomy blinds, you know. Plenty of room for the bow, that's bow only right now. They were using crossbows. So I think it was after five, a big one come in, about 350 pounds, give or take. That's a big black bear. Came in, and Edgar made a perfect shot, and the plan was just stay put. Don't be doing too many high fives and talking too much. Stay put. And by golly, another one came in, a smaller bear came in, but a good bear. And David, Edgar's son, got it out of the same blind, the same afternoon hunt. I'm going to run a picture of the bear, one of the big one probably, with this week's High Plains Outdoors. But I thought that was just awesome. To learn more about hunting up in there, you can contact Dusty Vickery there. ChoctawHuntingLodge.com is the website. And, of course, I now have some fodder for newspaper columns, and I've even got a magazine article in the works about bear in southeast Oklahoma. Did you know, I was raised in Red River County, northeast Texas. There's quite a few bear. These bear come from Arkansas, filter down through southeastern Oklahoma, and they cross the Red River. It's not uncommon up in Red River County now. For several years, they've been sighting bears right there. Folks, we are out of time. Do remember, catfishradio.org is my website, and a Sportsman's Life TV show. You can watch that on YouTube and Carbon TV. I'll be right back with you next week, friends. A big thanks to all of our sponsors, Smoking Tech's Electric Smokers, Pyramid Air, AGM Global Vision, Catfish Pro, Full Throttle Hunting, Waterfowl and Pheasant Hunting up in the Texas Panhandle, Ultramatic Feeders, the Choctaw Hunting Lodge in southeast Oklahoma, Vineyard Max, Butcher Packer Supply, CVA Muzzleloaders, Stealth Vision, Wind Point Park at Lake Tewakanee, and Striper Express up on beautiful Lake Texoma.